much. Apologies while I just adjust a few things on screen. And apologies to our colleagues in the booths for the rustling of the paper. Okay. Yes, agenda item 6. So it's the preparation, publication, and revision of guidance and support documents for the model rules. We have already seen the model rules themselves have been published, and I hope you've all taken one or more copies. That's not the only box we have, so if you would like to take some more copies with you, we printed them small on purpose to make them hand luggage friendly, or train travel friendly. It would be even better than hand luggage friendly. So actually, that reminds me, show of hands, who has come by rail today or yesterday? That counts as well. So 1, 2, 3, 4, by rail. Not bad. We don't have modal share parity, but I think that's we're in the right going in the right direction. Given that some have also come from very very far away, and coming by train is not possible. Should have done that at the start of the meeting. I'm sorry. I do it now. So, of course, in addition to those, the printed versions of the model rules, we also have, as we agreed at the end of the group of experts, a publication of guidance notes on the model rules, which have been prepared really to facilitate the work of the model rules. We discussed this briefly yesterday. I think Howard raised it. These have now been made available online. Here we go. I think this is the right one. We just make them a bit bigger. These are the guidance notes that, for the moment, as I said, are only available online. We hope to be able to print these very soon. Unfortunately, we've had some difficulties with our internal services getting these sorted out for today, so you can't take home a paper copy of these today. You will hopefully next year be able to. No, I'm optimistic. You will definitely be able to take a copy home next year of these guidance notes. They are done very much in the same way as the model rules, so all three of the official languages are in one document, and you can see them printed here. And these are available and downloadable from our website as well. And I understand that other websites will have a link to this soon as well. As I've mentioned, as I think we discussed yesterday, it is important to note also that this document itself is essentially seen as a live document, as a dynamic document, that as we go through and we work on updating the model rules, in making the necessary changes that we need to make, there may be the need to adjust the guidance notes as well. So we have, for example, here some, sorry, just go to the end, past the other language versions, some images of what the various types of rolling stock set out in Appendix 2 are. If there's anything missing on this list, of course, we are very happy to add and to modify it. The delay in printing the document has actually given us an opportunity. It's given us an opportunity in this session. If we need to make some minor changes to this PDF document, we can also do them now and ensure that the printed version will be updated to reflect these additional comments. So, Mr. Chair, I don't know if there are any questions specifically on the guidance notes or on other aspects of the publications that we want to raise today.